Okay, so today is April 4th. It's actually 444 Stargate for the Golden Age of Ascension. So I'd like to welcome everybody. This is Ascension 101 with my co-host, the lovely and talented Bobby Allinson, who is co-piloting with me
today. I should have put 444 across my head today.
We could have worn it like they do in, you know, football, where they put it on their
shoes, right? Right here, here, and here.
Yeah.
The triangle of love.
Mm-hmm. So for those of you that, you know, follow my work, you'll understand some more of this. Those of you who are new, just tuning in, might not have as much background or information. And so I'm just going to go along, and if there's a question that you have that you want to ask, you can either use the platform at the bottom to raise your hand, which will be managed participants area, or you can ask a question in the chat. And I am going to go through everything that we had put up on the class, so all of that will be answered through this. But what I wanted to do was first start with what's taking place right now and why this is such a significant time. And so, you know, we started the spiritual ascension pathway back in December 21st, 2012. And that was literally the kickoff. That was the timing where everybody was thinking that the world was going to end, right? And that was the kickoff for Gaia's spiritual ascension. So, you know, some of you are familiar with the harmonic convergence in 1987. And the harmonic convergence was a unity meditation back at that time. And so that the whole spiritual movement had already been starting and was starting for a very long time. However, it really didn't go into full effect until December 21st, 2012, because enough people on the earth had not yet awakened to create that shift, right? And then as we came into December 2012, Gaia said she was ready. So the gatekeepers and grid keepers, those would be the people that awakened first. Those are the people that came in with technology that open the stargates in the universe that work with the earth grids, right? I do a little bit of the stargate work, working with the cosmos. And that's why I've always been interested in astrology and everything to do with the universe, but my work is not like a gatekeeper or grid keeper. They actually get key codes, so it's a code, and it might be a three-digit code, right? Like 844 would be a code, and then they would go out into the earth somewhere under the sky, and they would either open that code within the universe, and it's all happening on a dimensional level, right? So as we are all multidimensional beings. So these individuals opened to their higher consciousness, their understanding of themselves as source, years and years and years ago. They were like the first tier of wayshower. And so, and that's what we all are, right? We're all wayshowers for each other and for others as we're learning and we're communing with each other and taking in all of this information. So it's so funny because I'm looking at the numbers and I, you know, I get led. So on the time here, it says 111. That's another activating key code, right? Ones are a binary code that is indicative of switching something to the on position, right? And so 111 is a key code that turns on our light codes and key codes within our electromagnetic field. So every time someone sees 111, it's like a poking them, going like, oh, look at that 111 again. And it the more you take it in, the more you receive that code, it activates the codes in your field and starts flipping on those switches, which then brings you into, yeah, Bobby's showing 1111, right? Wow. Brings you into greater spiritual awareness so that you can have more of the awakening factor, okay? Really significant. And then as I'm looking center stage, because I wasn't even looking to the side to see the time, center stage, they brought my focus right down because it says 22 participants and 2 in the chat. So you guys should be able to see that, right? 222. Another very powerful activating code, the 222 code, right? 222, 3-digit numbers here. Activations. For me, when I see 222, it's an activation for having faith, for knowing that our guides in our spiritual realm are supporting us. They're supporting our spiritual growth, our ascension process, right? And so these are all here to help us, whether it's an 111 or like Bobby had the 1111, right? It's all here for the awakening. Now, the true awakening code, if you were to term something an awakening code, would be the 1111 number, because that is the 4, right? And 4 is a number for foundations. So the 1111, the 4 ones, is the initiator activator of our true awakening, right, within our field. So if you look at that from the perspective of the numerological side of it, 4 is a number for foundations. Okay. So all of this is very important as we play with it and we are aware of it and we're connecting to it, because it's actually what is assisting us in opening to a greater state of awareness, right? And that's really what ascension represents. Ascension is ascending our consciousness to a greater awareness of all things that we may not perceive as being present for us, because they may not exist in the physical, in our third dimensional reality, right? So getting back to where we were before, so the reason that this is so important is because when Gaia made her spiritual ascension on December 21st, 2012, that spiritual ascension, go back to then, was created through what? Fear, right? Where the collective consciousness of humanity started to perceive that the world was going to blow up and everybody was going to die because the Mayan calendar said so, and that was going to be the end of the world. So everybody held that fear collectively, tuned into the same thing collectively, and in that collective tuning in, were then presented with an option of where they wanted to reside energetically. Am I feeding the fear and staying in the fact that I'm going to exit the earth plane and this is going to be very fearful and scary? Or am I going to tune in this direction and see that maybe it's not going to be quite as scary and there's something else taking place here, right? It's always our choice where we are choosing to participate, okay? So that date of December 21st, 2012 was really significant, because 2012, coming in to 2012, that was a marker for our transition into this quarter where we are now, right? And the quarter where we are now is in the completion of that corridor window, okay? So when we hit December 21st of 2019, this past December, was the completion of that corridor. So from 2012 to 2019 was a 7-year window. 7 is the number for spirituality, right? The higher realms love that number. And I know when they are always looking for me to realign or to see something from a higher perspective, I will see cars with license plates with 7777 showing up all the time, because 7 is their number for spirituality, right? So this is important because we just passed through this 7 vibrational corridor these last couple of years. And when we completed that corridor, we weren't even sure we were going to complete it, because Gaia needed to make the decision, right? It's a soul, a conscious soul. Gaia, the expression of Gaia, is a conscious living soul, just like we have a soul, she has a soul. And so Gaia had to make the decision to ascend her physical, which is what's taking place now, okay? And so in January 13th of this year, we had a timeline split. So timeline split is when 3D effectively was released from Gaia's electromagnetic field, which means that now we humans had work to do too, because we're in the process of shedding out the density that we carried in our field, in our electromagnetic fields, because you have to remember we mirror Gaia, right? We're organic of her. These physical suits that we're in are loaned to us from her, which is how we get to experience this third dimensional reality. So we are now experiencing through, again, a fear-based consciousness that is rising on the earth in this virus, to either root into more of that third dimensional, dualistic, polarized consciousness of fear, or to ascend to a higher state of being and release from our fields the fear and all of the denser, lower energy that we are holding in our field. And that's where we are now, because that third dimensional timeline has left Gaia's field. So we're not living in a third dimensional state anymore, unless we are choosing to stay locked into that old programming, that old paradigm, where we feel like we don't have a choice, because when something good happens, we know eventually something bad is going to happen, right? That's kind of like the brainwashing we all experience with our parents, you know, and things that they would say to us that kind of kept us locked in that field, right? So like, money doesn't grow on trees, you know. You're looking for a dollar for candy. Money doesn't grow on trees. Or I know a common one is, you're laughing now, but you're going to cry later, right? Because it's inevitable. It's going to come, right? So you hear all of these things playing out, right? And I know some of you are laughing because some of you have heard that. And so much more, right? And that's just the way it was. And it wasn't that they were bad, our parents. It's just that they didn't understand and they didn't really know. And we have to be understanding and aware and compassionate of that they were doing the best that they could. They learned what they did and they were sharing that with us. And it was just how the experience happened, right? Because it is an experience and it's what the soul chose, is its experience. So now that we're here in this situation with this virus and the quarantine, you think about it from the perspective of a parent sending you to your room, right? We've all been sent to our rooms by our parent, and now we're dealing with that confinement and that control and, you know, feeling angry about that and everything. But this is also triggering us to clear further distortions from our field that we're still holding on to. And a lot of this is playing out now through the work experience, where maybe we're not working and where we are finding ourselves in a uncomfortable position for those that might not be receiving a paycheck during this time, and feeling very guilty, right? Even though it's beyond your control, for sitting around doing nothing, because that's all, right? Everybody is kind of just put to task at just being. And it's the first time in the history of our history that we're all collectively experiencing this together. And it's like we're on a mandatory timeout, right? So think about it from the perspective of this higher state of being that we're in, this incredible insurgence of energy coming through, because it's actually coming through the galactic center, the great central sun, to our sun. Our sun then acts as the projector, like in a movie, right? The projector. And the projector then projects down onto the earth, and through what is taking place, your experience in your physical is being projected through the third eye. So whatever it is that you're creating with your thoughts, you're going to be seeing and experiencing with your third eye. That's why I'm constantly writing, watch what you're thinking, saying, and doing, because your thoughts create your reality. We have to be mindful of everything that we're saying. If we're saying that this sucks, it's awful, I hate this, I'm so afraid, I'm fear, then chances are you're gonna end up making yourself sick in some way because you're holding that negative, lower dense energy, right? So we have to really watch what we're engaging in, because we're in a very important time in history. I've been awake since 97, although I always interacted with my guides from four, right from the age of four. But since 97, I have been very awake and very aware of everything in my reality, right? And over the years, I have been understanding that we have been in the Iron Age, the age of Pisces, and we've been there for a very, very long time, for decades. And now we have stepped into a new age of Aquarius, right? I believe that initiated last year sometime at the end of the year. And now we're coming into that gateway, the Stargate 444, that is amplifying this age of Aquarius, this golden age, the energies that we're all playing in and receiving. And this is where we are stepping into a greater awareness on the earth, where we're seeing an expanded consciousness amongst everybody, more than we could have probably imagined in our lifetime. And so in having this experience collectively, we're noticing that those who have been maybe the pioneers, and some of you who are, you know, engaging in this gathering today with us, maybe experiencing yourself sharing more in the ways of offerings, right? Offering to support communities with free yoga classes, with oracle readings and insights, and reading passages from spiritual books, and maybe some music, and just everybody is coming together. When was the last time you saw this much community on Facebook? Ever, right? It hasn't been to this magnitude, but you can see that this energy has created this expansion where we are all now sharing and participating and communing and coming together for the purpose of not only growing our own personal spiritual awareness, but also assisting and supporting others. And in a lot of this, what's taking place is those who might be feeling fearful and having a difficult time, feeling safe, because this doesn't feel like a very safe time to many people, are being supported by those who may be feeling safe, okay? So we're seeing this huge shift as we're coming into the golden age. The timing of it is right in perfect alignment with this Christed timeline that we're on. Mary Magdalene's, the Magdalene Collective, amplified today, coming in, bringing in with it roses. Roses are a very, very significant high vibrational flower. They have the ability to transmute distortions. So for those of you that don't know that about red roses in particular, they have the ability to transmute any lower negative distortions. They are like Saint Germain's violet flame, right? They have the ability to transmute those lower negative dense energies. So this is what's presenting today, as we're seeing more of more healing through the divine masculine and the divine feminine, right? In both men and women. Men have struggled for centuries with being looked upon as the hunter-gatherers, the ones that are needing to be good providers, be abundant, know everything, to be the protectors. So, you know, we're looking at a whole dynamic shift here in the paradigm where we're healing all of that patriarchal energy. And now we're doing that in the most amazing timing, because as we're opening into this golden age, it's happening right in the timeline of the Christed timeline. And to further this, this is all coming, it's going to come to a head with this virus situation, probably during this next week as we come into Easter. I'm not a religious person. I didn't grow up with religion, although I talked to God when I was a child all the time. He was the one person, my one source that I went to. And so we have Easter coming up, which is the resurrection of Christ, right? Whether you are Christian or not, or believe in Christ or not, or even care, it doesn't matter. It's symbolic. We're using symbolic references here for the next rising up of the energy that's playing out in the earth. Very, very significant. And so this is the time that we're in. We're in an extremely powerful time. The energies are extremely fast, moving so fast. How many of you are noticing that your days are just flying by? Right? Flying by. Yeah. You turn around and it's just like whoosh. And you're like, what the hell happened here? Well, time is speeding up, and it's doing that because we're heading to zero point. And zero point is the reset of all things, right? Zero point is the reset of all things. When we hit zero point, we hit a place within ourselves that is divine neutrality. That divine neutrality brings us into a state of beingness called a conscious observer, where we are no longer being triggered by what is presenting in our reality, but we are consciously observing what is playing out. We are heading there. That is a fifth dimensional 5D consciousness. Okay, and we're going to talk about the different dimensions somewhere in this whole thing. So 5D is where listen, you guys are not newbies. I know this. You know, you've been hearing about fifth dimensional consciousness and the ascension and raising up your vibration for years and years and years, right? Well, this is where we are. We're here, and everybody gets to make a choice. Okay, so if you think about it from the perspective of 3D, the old paradigm, the old matrix, 3D was filled with duality. If there's something good, there's something bad. If there's love, there's got to be hate. If there's joy, there's got to be fear. If there's happy, there's anger. So we could go on and on. If there's black, there's white. If there's dark, there's light, right? So it's built on duality and polarity. It's a polarized field, which is why we all had problems with the law of attraction, right? We would take out our vision boards, put out exactly what we wanted to attract on our vision board. And as we place our vision board out there and we look at that car or that relationship or that job that we wanted, we would find ourselves frustrated not getting it because it just wasn't coming. And it wasn't coming because in order to manifest, we have to set an intention for what we want to show up and then stream that intention throughout our energetic body. We have to use intention and we have to stream that intention. We have to bring that attention to its forefront in order to engage in that manifestation. Well, as that third dimensional field has fallen away, we're not having to have as much attention, and you'll notice that manifestation is a lot easier these days, right? And so that was playing in the third dimensional reality. So it was a difficult thing because there was always some challenge popping up just when you thought you got it good, right? You were golden, everything was good. And then all of a sudden a challenge would pop up and you're like, oh my God, am I ever going to catch a break? Right? But that was the duality of the third dimension. And then the other part of that whole process of being in the third dimension was that the timing on everything took such a long time. And when we were not conscious of where our thoughts were, we were manifesting illnesses more slowly. Things were taking a longer time to show up. So we were most of the time catching them earlier in our physical body. And now that's not so much anymore. Energy is speeding up that all of a sudden we're seeing people pop up with, you know, stage 4 cancer and they weren't even aware they were sick, right? Because manifestation of the illness is so fast. So this is how we're all interacting in the Earth's energy these days. So it's really important to be conscious of where you're placing your thoughts, your words, and your actions, right? So third dimension is because of the polarized field and because of the way law of attraction works, if you are not becoming one, right, the law of one, the universal law that the higher realms love, that's the only law that is relevant to them because it's so powerful, because it says that we are one with all things and all things are one with us. So if you think about it from a third dimensional perspective and you're wanting that job to show up or you're wanting that car or you're wanting that relationship and you're not putting any intention behind it, then your energetic component is not going to magnetize and draw to you what you desire. Because in the third dimension, we had to really hold that desire, that intention in our field in order to get that which we desire to show up. And if you weren't paying attention, you were just going to manifest the same thing over and over and over again. Right, Bobby?
Correct.
That's how it works. Just continually bringing through the cycle over and over of the same stuff because we're not shifting. We're not changing our thoughts. We're not changing our words.
Before, when you were talking about the thoughts and how, like, maybe you can tell them, like you told me, like, when we're just sitting here and you're like, let's say, half watching a show, or, you know, doing something. Where do those thoughts come from? Are they from fractals? Are they from past lives? Are they from past timelines to where you say, control your thoughts, mm-hmm. watch what you think. But mm-hmm. sometimes those thoughts just come up.
Yeah.
Do they come up because you're supposed to release them? Or do they come up because you're supposed to pay attention to something in that thought? Like, where are they coming from?
Mm-hmm. So there is no such thing as a new thought. Right? Because every thought that's out there is recycled, is regurgitated, right? So there's really nothing as a new thought. So somebody that's like, oh my God, I had this great idea, this new idea, not really a new idea, it's new to you, right? But it's been out there for as long as the earth has been the earth, right?
Right.
So when we're watching what we're thinking and we're saying, and this is very, very hard to do because we're programmed. We have belief systems intact. And because the third dimension has that polarized field, right, that keeps you playing out the same things over again, it's that karmic loop cycle, like being on the hamster wheel where you're just in the spin cycle doing the same thing over and over. Oh my God, I can't believe I picked the same relationship again. Oh my God, I can't believe I got the same job with the same crappy boss, blah, 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 right? And you're experiencing the same things over and over again. It's because of that polarized field and the fact that there is duality playing out. Now, when we're wanting to watch our words, you have to remember something very significant. And I've talked about this many, many times, but this is a really important part of this whole dynamic of where we are going and why it's important to watch our words and our thoughts and our actions, because we have something called the ego, right? You guys are all familiar with the ego. And the ego has two functions. So the first function of the ego is to keep you safe, right? So the ego will present when you're about to do something that you shouldn't do, and you'll hear that voice scream at you loudly saying, no, don't do that. And so that's a safety mechanism because it's meant to keep you safe. And the second job of the ego is to keep you in the game of separation, right? So the ego's second job, keeping you in the game of separation, is the one where you are consistently rerunning those same old programs over and over and over again. In other words, you are telling yourself the same story consistently, which is keeping you stuck, because the ego is on the other side of the higher self. The higher self whispers to you. The higher self is really, really quiet. It's the voice that says, it's okay. It's gonna be okay. I love you. It's okay. And the ego is the one that goes, oh my God, you're so stupid. How could you have done that again? Right? So when we see the difference between the two, the ego is a really great, loud, powerful voice that likes to put you down, likes to yell at you. And the higher self is the one that comes in that's more loving, that's more gentle, that's very hard to hear unless you're listening and paying attention, right? And so most of the thoughts that you're having or the talk that you're hearing in your head are coming from the ego, because the ego's job is to keep us separate from knowing our true identity. It's how we set this up when we incarnated in this physical experience. So when all of you, all of us, blueprinted this experience that we were going to have in these physical bodies on the earth, we created how our ego was going to have this experience with us, right? So some of us chose a very powerful ego, and where we think we're really great and we think we're the gravy on everybody's stew. And then we have others who came in with a ton of humility and have a very difficult time putting themselves out there, right? That have a fear of being seen, a fear of being heard, or might even be fearful of being in public, those types of things, right? Where the ego is that individual is very, very sensitive and tuned into everything, and that scares them, right? That's being empath. And then the one that is very egocentric could be considered the narcissist, okay? So we have these two aspects coming into play. And so when you think about the words and how you're talking to yourself, if you're always hearing yourself saying, oh my God, look at that, you're so stupid, you should have known, how could you do that? Then that's the ego coming through, and the ego is very loud, and it will come at you and it will make you feel less than, right? But if you are tuning into the higher self is always loving, and the guidance is always very loving. So when you're wanting to speak better or have a better experience, we have to start watching what we're saying. So let's say you do something and you spill water on the floor, and then you're like, oh God, I'm so stupid. Right? How many times do we do that? You're in a hurry, but now you got to stop and clean up the water that you spilled on the floor. I'm so stupid. It's the first thing you want to say, right? In that moment that you're like, oh God, I'm so, stop yourself and go, oh, I'm so wonderful in this moment right now, because I just caught myself going into that old pattern of, you know, putting myself down, right? Because that's what we're doing. We're judging ourselves. That's a judgment. Judgment is ego, right? Judgment and ego go hand in hand, right? So we want to stop ourselves and go, okay, nope, not going there. I know I didn't intentionally spill the water on the floor, and to yell at myself or berate myself or be mad at myself, just ridiculous. So I'm going to love myself in this moment and go, oh yeah, so the universe is trying to slow me down because I spilled water on the floor and I am not present, obviously. I'm in go, go, go mode, and go, go, go mode is creating this reality where I spilt the water and now I want to judge myself for spilling the water.
So what you're saying is you just have to combat all of the thoughts that come up. So you really need to be like, cancel out those things and just mm-hmm. restate. So the thoughts are going to come up no matter what because of the programs. So we just have to really be alert to the fact that we have to change the words and the thought when as soon as we, it's created. Mm-hmm. So that's really probably what we have to really pay attention to.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And the other part of that too is that the more we do this, the more we practice this, it's like practicing anything else, right? Practice meditation, practice yoga, practice playing the piano, anything. We get really good at it and we don't do it as much. And then we don't do it at all. And so then you notice that things in your life start to shift because you're paying attention, you're showing up for yourself, you're being present, right? If we're out in the future and we're rushing to the future, we're not staying present and we cannot create what we're needing to create in order to get to the reality we're really meant to be on. This is where timelines come in, right?
Well, years ago when I was first learning about spirituality, like in 99, I was taught and told that, you know, even people say, this makes me sick. Well, that makes me sick. And then we were always taught to buzz ourselves to say, don't say things like that. So mm-hmm. that was like that ego mm-hmm. attacking us or a situation that triggered us to something mm-hmm. else. So it's kind of the same thing, like the buzzing of buzz, cancel. Let's recreate that thought and say something, I guess, that's a nicer to ourselves.
Right. And we have to be conscious because your thoughts, words, and actions create your reality in every second. It's all timelines, timeline experience. So we're gonna try and talk to that in a little bit. I just wanted to answer a couple questions. So one of the other things somebody is asking is, why did we get the ego besides a safety mechanism? Because sometimes it feels like it's something else within me, right? Well, the ego can feel that way, especially if we are trying to connect more to the higher self, right? The higher self is very, very quiet. And because the programming could be so excessive or deep, depending on the family lineage, right? I mean, I grew up German background, Hungarian background, right? And I heard all about the wars and the Holocaust and how my father struggled. He was Hungarian, my mother's parents and everything else. So I grew up with all of that heaviness, right? And one of the things for them is they never had enough to eat. So everybody was trying to always overfeed me. And so I grew up with weight issues because of that, right? So that created my reality. And I got to a point years ago where I said, that was not my experience. I'm hearing about it third party from somebody else, but it was not my experience. I'm not taking that in anymore. I'm not owning that, right? Because the ego will use that to keep us stuck. It will throw, well, you know, look, there's people starving in the world. Clean up your plate, eat your food, right? Do you guys see that? So we don't take those in. We don't take that in. We allow it to be. I say, oh yes, I see the pain and suffering that they might've had. I send compassion to all of those souls, whether they're past or they're still here on the earth plane. And I hold great love and appreciation for them for the path that they pioneered for us. But I am not taking any of that into my physical body, my energy body. Not doing that. It's not mine. That was what that soul chose to experience. Okay, so I hope you guys can see that, right? It's very important. And the other question on this is, so why would we have chosen that coming from the other side of the continent? Because, so, you know, how we came into this physical experience, right, is as a fractal aspect of source. And somebody else is asking what are fractals. So I'm going to just answer that within this question, right? So source was the source of all things, right? Wanted to understand itself from other perspectives because it said, I am kind of just existing in this, what it is now. But what if I gave myself an opportunity to expand. Could I be something else? What if, what is the potential for me to be something else? So what happened with source energy was that it took bits and pieces of itself. Those are fractals, fractals of source. And then it created extensions of itself, right? And those everybody knows as the oversoul containers, right? And so there's a higher aspect to this where is called the Godhead. And so that monad, that drop down of the monad, are all of these extensions of source. So when we look at the oversoul monad or the oversoul container, from that oversoul monad, there are then drop down oversoul extensions with more fractals, right? And there are hundreds of thousands of oversoul containers because there's billions of people on the earth. And from each of those oversoul containers, you have the soul container dropping down with yet again more fractal extensions. And then from that soul container, another container drops down. That is the personality, right? So in each of these physical bodies that we are in, we are in our personality. My personality is Maria, expressing and sharing to you as a way shower, as the teacher of this class, right? And for the communing, and you are all your personalities communing with me, okay? But then when we have incarnated a bazillion times, each of us has, right? And because we are always trying to heal those aspects that might not have gotten healed on the in those other, during those other incarnations. And if you think about time being non-linear, right, which means that the third dimensional reality of linear time is not real and time is non-linear. So in this now moment, every single timeline, every single incarnation experience that we've ever had is really actually playing out around us in this now moment. It's just we're not aware of it because we think this is the only time that exists, which is right now, right? So all of those fractals that we have been in other lifetimes, for those of you, I'll use the healer example. So for those of you that are wanting to be healers, that are wanting to step into your work, that are wanting to evolve into a higher consciousness, we all came in with those other personalities, fractals, aspects, right? Those other personalities from other lifetimes, those fractaled aspects that we didn't quite heal, that we brought into this moment. But because we did such a good job of planning our blueprint, the only personality that is forward is the one that is presenting for all of us, me, Maria, Bobby's, and all of you, you. But those fractals are in existence and can come forward at different moments with insight to assist you and support you in your process of ascension, in your spiritual evolution. So in other words, when you find yourself faced with a challenge, right, one of them that I mentioned in the last class was my fear of doing a Facebook Live, and that was linked to my fear of being seen, right, because I grew up in the children should be seen and not heard, but that wasn't even really relevant either. Like, you know, there were times that my parents just didn't want you in the same room with them and the other adults. So we were sent off. So I experienced that where like what I had to say wasn't quite important enough or whatever along those lines. And so that played a big part in that whole thing. So here I was not allowing myself to feel the capability, the ability to be seen in public. And so that those fractals within me that I came in with, that I incarnated with, those other personalities that might have had a death experience that was traumatic in another lifetime where maybe I was a witch or something and I was burned at the stake or stoned or something like that, would lend itself to this now moment where there is a fear of being seen. Okay. So this is how we're working through healing. And the only way I could heal that experience, while I don't have a problem being on my call, I was having a problem being on a live broadcast, a live feed. Okay. So this is something that's really super important for us to be aware of. So in order to heal that, I had to do that live session. Very important to hold that awareness that those fractaled aspects of us are also stepping forward like the ego, because they're needing to be healed or they're needing to be loved. And in having self-love for ourselves, then we're capable of healing that that ego and the fractaled aspect of who we are. Okay? Really important. And love is, self-love is the key to healing all things. And we incarnated because our soul, as source, as a part or piece of source, needed to have this experience. It was the experience it desired through source desiring to know itself in a different way. Okay, so that's the other part of this. And so we all just come in with all of these different aspects where we are healing so much at one time, which is why we have to be present for ourselves and also compassionate for ourselves, right? Self-love, so important. So I hope I answered that question. Yeah, it's a new way of having an understanding. Absolutely, Robin, definitely. And yeah, sleeplessness due to projecting the future state. Well, you know, if we're in the future and we're not present, we're in anxiety. And if we're in the past, something that we're constantly trying to pull forward, then we're going to feel depression because that energy of the past is so incredibly heavy and dense, and our physical beingness cannot hold it. So we'll feel desperation and depression in trying to bring the past back into reality when there's essentially nothing there because it doesn't exist from one perspective, right? Being in front of the camera. Mm-hmm. Yep. That was very hard for me. Zoom classes, not a problem. I was in corporate for most of my life until I had, my wake up in 2000. And then I left my corporate, job. That's when I had cancer in 2000. And I left my corporate job in 2008, right in the middle of a recession. Boom, recession hits and I'm like, see ya. And everybody's like, are you nuts? And I'm like, yeah, maybe. But that was like, you know, really just like pushing myself into the next level, right? So, okay. So we talked about third dimension and what that was like. And to those of you that are feeling fearful at doing your lives, you're all going to be awesome, right? Because that's just an aspect of you that you're healing, and just keep telling yourself that. And something that a teacher of mine a few years ago, who really helped me understand this, as an ascension teacher, she would always say, so you're the only one that cares. Nobody else cares, right? Nobody cares. When you think somebody else is caring, look around you and double check, because I guarantee you nobody cares. Nobody's even looking. Nobody cares. You're the one that's creating that. So if you're in fear, thinking somebody's gonna look at you and think you look stupid or you're saying something stupid, you're gonna create that reality with your thoughts. Did you see that? We create our reality. If I show up for you and I think I'm going to be awful today and I think I'm going to look stupid or sound stupid, I'm not going to be effective. If I let go of that and I say, well, I'm going to bring through the best, the highest information I possibly can, and everybody is going to link in collectively and we're all going to be present for each other and we're all going to show up with love and compassion for ourselves and each other, and this is going to be the most amazing experience we're all going to have together, then that's what's going to happen. And everybody's questions are going to be answered, and everybody's fields are going to be amplified. And as what always happens, you're going to write me the next day in an email and go, oh my God, I had the most amazing dream, and this is what happened, and it's just the way it goes, right? I have learned that. It's helped me let go of the fear, because this is just the way it is. So the higher I go in my thinking, and as we're anchoring, Bobby knows how this works, and I keep telling you, no, let go of the fear, because I got you. We got this. We all got this. And then tomorrow you write me and you're like, I had this crazy dream, or I had this crazy experience. Bobby knows it happens all the time, right? Because we're now synced in. You're in my energy field. I'm in your energy field. We're all exchanging those magical light codes I write about all the time. You know, the synchronicities really start to flow. You open to your channeling gifts, right? Some of you know how that goes.
This is like another level, though. This is like something, you know, on a much bigger platform, because I've experienced that to get to this point. But this is just like a different level altogether. Like those fractals, like as you're talking, I know I'm going back a bit, but they're saying like this is like they're there for so that you can get to the best version of yourself. So mm-hmm. each one has a different job, so to speak. And you experience each one of those until you get to your highest self yep. that you can in this realm. So they're there for a reason and a purpose. I was trying to knock them out the last time in the meditation. I was like knocking them out. And then I'm like, all right, let me just kiss their forehead and send them on their way. But they're really there to keep us on our toes and to mm-hmm. get to that place that we're supposed to be.
Yeah. And, you know, they're important, right? Because like Bobby said, they're here to bring through what you need in this lifetime, because we all signed up for this. We signed up to be here. We said, we're going to be here. There's going to be a virus pandemic, and we're going to just float this right through, because we're going to hold the highest expression of light, and we're going to commune, and we're going to get through this together, and it's going to be amazing. And that's what we all said, right? So all our fractals help us, but you notice them more in third dimension, because you struggle more in third dimension because there is that dense polarized field that is there, right? Although it's not in the earth anymore, for those of you that have noticed, the earth energy has changed, right? So now third dimension was what it was, right? And so people want you to be a people pleaser, because that's an archetype. That's a role. People are used to that role of people pleaser, being the hero, being the knight in shining armor, being the savior, right? We don't do that. Everybody has to show up for themselves now, right? The energy has shifted. Everybody has to show up. Everybody has to do their work. Everybody has to raise their vibration. You know, the whole light worker thing, we're actually not light workers anymore. We're light bearers, or you could call yourself a light keeper, right? Light worker, that contract, that soul, collective soul contract ended in 2012. So yeah, we all use the term light worker because we're so used to it. But if you get down to it on a real technical level, that ended. We don't carry anybody anymore. We're not trying to heal anybody. We're going to hold space for them in a healing. And if they want to participate in that healing, they're going to heal themselves. But we can't heal somebody that does not want to heal themselves. That is the bottom line.
That's right? One of my biggest obstacles.
Right? People have to show up for themselves. Yeah, Bobby. People have to show up for themselves and participate in their healing. That's just the way it is. And that is the old third dimensional paradigm. It's filled with all of those archetypes, right?
Not holding, it's not allowing, like as a reader, holding people's pain all day, mm-hmm. or the issues, or the 50 texts and this, that, and it's getting in everybody's drama, and then you'd forget about you.
Correct.
So you have to hold that light for yourself, which is
correct.
I'm going to say it's easy to do.
Right. But it's not. But yet it is.
Well, once you are aware, and that's right. The whole thing, is now that people are making other people aware mm-hmm. that you can tackle that, then it's easier. But when you're stuck in that quagmire of how do I get out of this, cobwebs are a lot. They're there a lot. But once you learn through, like Maria, then it's easier to get through in that pathway.
Yeah, it becomes easier. It's shifting your consciousness, shifting out of what you think you know, because everything is learned. It's all learned from the minute we're born till now. It's all learned, right? And that's the beauty in this. We can shift our journey in a different way, right? Yeah, and like Robin is saying is, you know, it's their journey and you have to see the value. You have to see your own value, value yourself, which is why I write about self-love all the time. Right? I'm like the love ambassador. I carry the fourth ray. And that is the consciousness of love. You know, do I talk about that all the time? No, because who cares? Right? I just want to do my job and push you all to love yourselves. That's all I want to do. Right? So this is where it gets really important. So now fourth dimension. Fourth dimension is all that beautiful rainbow light that I see you guys posting pictures of and you know, really enjoying when you see it. It doesn't matter if there's an actual rainbow because the rainbow light is in the clouds when the sun is in the clouds. That rainbow energy, it's a frequency. We can't see it with our physical eyes, although some of us might be able to. So it's a frequency that shows up. It's a frequency of light, very, very high vibration, right? And the frequency of rainbow light is 4D, fourth dimensional consciousness. Now, fourth dimensional consciousness is one of the only dimensions that has a spectrum of frequencies within it, right? Third dimension, dense. It's very dense. Fourth dimension is like a meter. It goes fourth dimension, low to high, to high, to high, to highest, right? So it's a spectrum of energy. And so fourth dimension is where we always went in dream state. When we astral traveled, we'd come out of the heart center. Heart is fourth dimension. We'd come out of the heart and then astral travel in our dreams throughout fourth dimension. And so we were always doing that in dream state. Now we're actually living in fourth dimension because Gaia holds the expression of fourth dimension in her field, and we're no longer in third dimension, although most people don't realize that because they're still running the old program. They're running that old hamster wheel loop that they're on, right? So fourth dimension has a spectrum of frequencies to it. So the lower fourth dimensional frequency is where we go into our dreams and we have what we call nightmares, where we're working out those fractals that we bought through in this lifetime to heal those times in our lives where maybe we were an abuser, right? How many times have you had the dream where you killed somebody or did something bad? Or then maybe we're also healing the times where we have been killed or we've suffered in some way, shape, or form, okay? So that's what those bad dreams are representing. So we have to just be compassionate when we're having those because we're healing a lot of stuff in dream state these days, okay? And so in the next, and that's also where we always hear about these bad extraterrestrials, the elementals, the earth elementals are in the lower 4D. Some fairies play in the fourth dimensional field. Jinns play there, shadow people are there, right? These are all what's in that lower fourth dimension. We want to raise up out of fourth dimension in the lower end of it and come into the higher aspects of fourth dimensional consciousness. And that's when we see the rainbows, right? When we're in the higher state of fourth dimensional being, we're seeing the rainbows, okay? And then if we're looking into fifth dimensional consciousness allows us to be in a state of divine neutrality. And being in divine neutrality means that you are seeing something that you might not like, but you are not reacting to it. You're looking at it from the perspective of a conscious observer, seeing it, acknowledging it, being aware of it, and not feeling like you need to react to it because you're just taking it in. That's divine neutrality. You're in a neutral zone where you're not having a reaction to it. And it's almost not affecting you in any way, and now you can stay present in order to see what the best timeline is in order to tackle this situation or event in your life. Okay, that's really, really important. Even kids, when they're having nightmares, absolutely, we're all being affected by this, right? So everybody on the earth, the only thing with kids is because they hold such a high vibration, most of them are coming in a fifth dimensional consciousness already. So what they're doing sometimes is they're helping us, the older generation, work through our distortions in clearing the collective consciousness. Okay, so we have to love them through. So the more work we do for ourselves to raise our awareness, to raise our consciousness, the better off we're going to be in helping and supporting them in their process. Okay, because many of them, and I've talked about this before, especially the kids with special needs like autism, attention deficit disorder, where you're seeing them twitching or they want to be constantly on the go, and they're like, and you're like, can you just sit still for 5 minutes? And they're like, no, I really can't. They don't understand why they can't sit still, but it's because the density that we're in, even in fourth dimension, does not match their fifth dimensional energy field. So they're uncomfortable. They don't like the way the lower energy feels. They like that 5D state of being. So they're constantly moving to adjust their energetic field. Okay? Really, really important to have that awareness. Night terrors. Yeah, a lot of times night terrors are associated with astral travel, right? So astral traveling and leaving the body, and they are not able to quite get out. So when they come back in, they're waking up before the soul comes back into the body, and then they can't move, they can't open their eyes, you can't talk, you know, your body is non-functional without the soul in it. Okay, so that is like, that's a night terror, right? And that comes when astral travel is taking place, but the physical human body wakes up too fast and the soul can't get in fast enough. Okay. Questions. When your daughter can't be still, that's all of that. Yeah. And so sleepwalking, that's interdimensional activity. That is that unawareness of being interdimensional and not being aware of what dimension they're in, right? That's what sleepwalking is. You're in another dimension and your physical body gets up in this dimension, because it's true. So I'm glad you guys are getting this. Yeah, this is really important. Keep asking questions if you want, because I'm gonna explain them. So let's look at how all the dimensions interplay, so you'll know where you are. Right, you know you're in fourth dimension if you're seeing rainbow energy, right? In the clouds, even around the sun, when you take a picture, there's rainbow rays in the sun and you see the sun's rainbow rays frequency, right? All of that. But third dimension, so I'm just for an example so that you guys can see, because when you guys get frustrated with other people, I want you to see where they're residing and then love them in that moment, because they're not in the awareness. They're not taking this class. They don't have this understanding. You're going to be that teacher, right? But just from coming from a place of compassion as an observer, not needing to shift them, just holding space for them so they could shift themselves. So third dimension, you're on the road driving, somebody cuts you off and you're like, Jesus Christ, didn't you see me? Blah, 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 blah. And you're hammering away, and then you get to wherever you're going, and then you tell 10 people and you're like, man, this person almost cut me off, almost hit my car, almost did. And your energy is heightened because you've had this experience. And now you tell 10 more people. And by the time the day is over, you come home and you want more people to tell because you're so angry, right? That's lower third dimensional consciousness. It's playing out that distortion of duality and polarity. You've been triggered. You have no way to diffuse it, right? Fourth dimensional consciousness, you're in that same situation. Somebody almost hits your car and you're like, Jesus, didn't you see? Oh, okay. That's not real spiritual. Maybe they're gonna, they're on their way to a loved one who just had an accident. Okay, I'm gonna, love and light, peace, love and light, love and light. I hope they get there safe. Okay, and then you get to your destination and maybe you tell one or two people. You're not, you know, acting like a crazy person. You're not angry as you were. You get to your place, you tell one or two people, and then you kind of dissipate. And then maybe at the end of the day, you tell one more person, right? That's fourth dimension. You guys see the difference, right? And then fifth dimensional consciousness, that guy comes along, you're in 5D consciousness, almost hits your car, and you're like, they must be having a bad day. Glad that didn't turn into an accident. Hope they're going to be okay. Sending them a lot of love, holding space for them to shift whatever's going on. Do you guys see the difference in that? That's how you know energetically where you are. Really important to have that awareness so you will always know where you are. Good. Somebody's giving me a thumbs up. Glad you guys are getting this. Okay. So let me just go to some questions here before move. So we astral travel. We astral travel because our soul, when we go to sleep, so when during our day, even now, you guys are in rest mode. So your body, your physical body is resting. It's in rest mode. Okay, but your soul, your spirit, your higher self is not resting. It's working. It's trying to, you know, now help you navigate your reality, right? It goes into rest mode and work mode when you go to sleep. So when you go to sleep, your soul through the heart exits your physical body and it goes into the dimensions, and it's either going to work doing spiritual work, some kind of higher learning, communing with your collectives and your guides. You're all working with galactic friends, family members, light councils, right? The Arcturian Council, the Council of Light, the Galactic Federation, all these fabulous beings. And then you're also working with your guides. And so some of you are working with archangels. Some of you are working with the ascended masters. Some of you might be working with the collectives like Yeshua, which is Jesus, or the Magdalene Collective for Mary Magdalene. I mean, there's so many. And then you all have your own personal collective of beings that are representing you in this expression of yourself in human form in this incarnation, okay? And they're working with you too. So you're doing all this work and you're doing all of these things and you're learning and you're communing with other soul family members who might be departed, and you're communing with other souls who are still on the earth plane because you're connecting for, you know, briefings or higher learning, or you're connecting even with me. Some of you may experience after this call where you're experiencing me coming into your dreams, helping you, showing you. That happens all the time. I get people messaging me, you've been in my dreams, you were showing me how to do this, blah, blah, blah. So we're doing that all the time with each other, right? With these different experiences on the other side. And we're doing that because our soul is needing to do its work, to have, you know, its ability to do the things that it needs to do. It's amplifying, it's recharging. It's like your phone being put on a charger. Your soul is getting a recharge when you go to sleep and you astral travel, right? And we're all astral traveling. Some of you are aware of it. Some of you might not be aware of it, but we're all doing it. Okay, so that's important for you to know. Just be allowing with everything that you're experiencing. Okay, all right, let me go back to these questions. What about waking up around the same time every night? 3 a.m. is usually 3 a.m. is when the higher self is trying to connect with us. So the higher self or your guides, most times waking us up to get us to write or get us to work or get us to do something. I know some of you are experiencing where your guides are wanting to commune with you and you're wanting to sleep. Damn it. They don't know time. No, that's an earth construct. Bobby, you might want to speak about that for a second.
What? Which dream?
Time. How they don't know time. They don't care.
They come knocking whenever they want. Mm-hmm. And you have to kind of like get, not nasty with them, but very adamant and tell them not now. Like there are people that use so many different things. If I have this on my head or if I have this, like they try to talk to them to tell them like, you know, don't think that you can bombard me when I'm at work or when I'm, you know, what's the difference between daydreaming and dreaming at night and then having a spirit come through? And I think it's all the same, but yet it comes from different avenues. Am I correct?
Yeah, and it's different dimensional experiences. Yeah. So daydreaming during the day, you're still traveling interdimensionally.
But is somebody bringing that to you, or is that still what you're programmed to believe, depending on what it is, like a daydream?
Well, it depends on how you're encountering that daydream, right? So you could be going into a timeline, or you could be going into, and this is where it becomes hard, right? Because we've all had this where we're tuning into a feeling that we're having, and that feeling that we're having might be a timeline that has a potential to play out in your life, but it's not one you really want to choose, which is, again, another reason why we have to be careful with our thoughts, because we could be experiencing something and that thing that we're experiencing is tuning us into something else. So suddenly we're daydreaming about, let's say, a disaster taking place, right? That's just a timeline potential. We have to be really careful where we're putting our thoughts. That's why I'm always saying thoughts, words, and actions. I'm always going to call you back to that, because this is where being present is super, super important, okay? And night dreams are very different than daydreams, because in daydreams, we're blipping in and out of multidimensionality. So in daydreams, we're blipping from third dimension to fourth dimension, fifth dimension to third dimension, to fifth dimension to fourth dimension, to fifth dimension to So we're never in one dimension consistently all the time, which is why we need to monitor our thoughts so we can get into that place where we are consistently more in a fifth dimensional consciousness.
Okay, but even though everything's happening at the same time, we're dipping into those timelines for reasons to heal. Or just because we're open and all that, like in loose.
We are sometimes we had this example the other day, and we had somebody who said that they're experiencing extreme fear because they're feeling like a catastrophe or something like that. And what that was doing was that was bringing up an old timeline from an old incarnation where there was the same type of thing. There was a pandemic, a Holocaust, same energies, and it was triggering them. And once I was able to present that in their awareness, they cleared it almost immediately and have not had it again. So this is where awareness is so important as to what you are creating in this now moment, because in our waking state of being, we are potentially tuning into timelines that are past incarnation timelines or timeline potentials we don't want to choose. We have passed that. I'm just going to say this to everybody here, right? Because I get asked this all the time. We have passed through our vibration being so high on the earth plane, any potential for an Armageddon. I just want to say that. Okay, so we have passed that timeline. We have cleared that timeline because we're holding such a high vibration on the earth. So if you're holding any fear about what's going to play out with this, you know, it might be a bumpy road next week, going into next week. It might bring up some stuff that's very painful in some way, shape, or form. But just always bring yourself back to your center, back to your center. We have to keep clearing the distortions of third dimensional reality to get to our 5D state of consciousness. Okay? And I'm going to tell you what I tell everybody else. When I panic, that's when you guys panic. Okay? I'll be the team leader on this. So when you see me freaking out, then you know you can freak out and we're all abandoning ship. Okay? I always look at the stewardesses. Where's Tamara? I always look at the stewardesses on the plane and go, they're not worried. I'm not worrying. Okay. So I'll be that person for you guys. When I panic and you see me run, I'll just make one post. It'll be like, head for the hills, and then we're all out, okay? So that's all I want to say, because I know, so I get asked this question all the time, and I'm going to tell you, the higher realms, the Galactic Federation, the Council of Light, all of them, whether you believe or not, the Yeshua Collective, the Magdalene Collective, none of them are bringing you through anything that says we need to shift something, we need to worry, we need to be fearful. So I just want to say that since we're talking about all this, okay? The person who was on the iPhone who's asking fourth dimensions are okay. Yes, fourth dimension is the rainbow light frequency. We want to be in that frequency. So when you are seeing the rainbows, more than not, you are doing a good job navigating your reality, because you're in that fourth dimensional state. You're in that fourth dimensional frequency. Waking up around 2 to 3 because you have guides looking for you. Yeah, Mahogany, I know you and Megan are getting that. Yep. So that's a good time for you to sit and write, tune in and write, do some automatic writing and connect in. Unless, of course, you don't want to, and then you tell them to leave you alone. Right, Bobby?
Correct.
So, Bobby, you have a question? Yeah. Hang on. I just want to unmute Bobby once to ask a question. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. I'm doing it this way because I wrote a question in chat, and I sent it to you privately and not everyone. Okay. And then I tried to cut and paste, and I don't know what the heck I'm looking at right now. So, my question is, I'll just read what I wrote. I literally have no idea what's going on in my dreams. They're wacky. They're bizarre, but they don't make any sense. And I know it's because my human Rolodex is using only what it knows. So my question is, how does my human know what's being healed during the dream state? In other words, what is being healed in the dream state? Am I able to attribute something in my human that's being healed during the dream state? In other words, can I say, I'm feeling like that's being healed during my dream state. I'm feeling better about this or that, or is it the work I've been doing, that's what's healing it? How do I know the difference between the work I'm doing or the work I'm doing in my dreams?
Right. Well, I don't want to go too deep into dreams, because I do have a talk that I did with Bobby that's all about dreams that you can find in my store if you want more information on dreams. Okay. But I will tell you, to answer your question, when we are not aware of what we're dreaming, right? So we're waking up in the morning. Is that what's going on with you? You're waking up and you're not aware of what you're dreaming?
No, I'll remember what, but I couldn't even begin to tell you what it is. It's so bizarre.
Okay, all right. So let me speak to the both of those. So when you are waking up in the morning and you're having and you had a dream, and the dream is really super bizarre, right? I had a teacher that used an example years ago of waking up, you know, riding a bicycle, wearing a monkey suit, eating a banana, and you just can't make heads or tails of it. It's because right. You've probably been doing something so high in the higher realms that your human mind, which only has the knowledge of third dimension that you grew up in, does not have the knowledge yet or the technology to understand the higher realms, because you're not in 5D and above on a consistent enough level. You're not connecting in through meditation to your guides, whatever, right? So you don't have that information accessible to you. So when you come back from the dream, it might seem like the dream I had the other day, where I was riding a bicycle in a library in Manhattan, and they were about to pull the gates down and lock me in with other people. And I said, I need to leave. And he was like, oh, I wasn't planning on locking you in. I was just testing the gates because we're going to shut down. And then I was like, when I woke up, I was like, wow, that's a weird freaking dream. And then I sat in it for a second and I'm like, oh, I wonder if this is where we might be going into that blackout of technology, because they are testing a lot of the cell services and the internet and stuff like that. And when, and that was what made sense to me, right? But I could glean into that because of all the work I do and how I know dreams. But when we don't know them, we have to let go of that. So if I didn't have an interpretation for that, I would just let it go and just be like, I had a random dream. I was probably in the higher realm. Yay me. Right?
Okay.
Instead of getting stuck in it, because you're getting stuck. And what is it doing? It's anchoring you into that stuckness, which is third dimension. That's the ego wanting to know. The ego shows up. I want to know. Well, you can't, but I want it, but you can't have it, but I want to know. Right. So when, and so, so when you, so listen to this, is very important, right? So when you wake up in the morning and you can't remember your dreams, it's because you have been doing something that your human would not be able to handle, because you're clearing something from a timeline. Let's say it was a timeline where you were in a concentration camp, or you were beheaded or something like that. And your human would not be able to handle that because it would make you too emotional. Your whole experience shuts down in dream state. And because you're so deep, the amount of energy it takes for you to wake up out of that dream is so excessive that by the time you fully wake up, you cannot remember the dream because you've expended so much energy waking up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So dreams are really, really important. And as I said, if you want more on dreams, I have a whole talk on them. It's really fun and fabulous. And Bobby's in that with me. And we get crazy. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. I think it's a 2.5 hour class or something like that. So.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Bob. That was a great question. All right. So let's see. Can you go back and forth? Yes. Back and forth in dimensions. Absolutely. We're doing it all day long. That's why we are multidimensional beings. We are ascending now. It's all ascension, right? That was one of, what does ascension mean? Exactly what we're doing now. We're learning how to fine tune our energy, how to understand our energetic body, how to play in these new frequencies of light, gamma, rainbow light, diamond light, crystalline light, all of that. We're learning how to experience all of that, right, within our physical structure, because this was a carbon-based physical structure that is now shifting to a light body, okay? I can only sleep if I completely cover my head with a king-size sheet, my daughter too. What are we trying to block? That's a really good question. And there might be some interplay there from connections with extraterrestrials. So that might be something to think about or look at in a different way for you. Okay, let's see what else is hearing. Okay, I've been hearing music while waking up. Also, someone speaking with me, repeating different phrases. One was black obsidian. I don't remember all of it. The black obsidian, I might be getting you to tune into the crystal black obsidian. That's very Mayan for me. The Mayan connection, which is very ancient, very earth-like, takes me back to Egypt as I'm tuning into this, looking at this. Now the music, you got to remember, we're waking up, coming back from wherever we've been in other dimensions, right? So we're waking up from that multidimensional aspect that is us. And even in our interplay at night, because night is so quiet, you're going to start to hear more interdimensionally, and it's all going to start to feel like it's merging together, right? So we don't want to be afraid. I hear the ships a lot. When it's very, very quiet at night, I will hear the ships, the communication from the starships and whatnot. But we're that's different timelines that we're experiencing that melding, right? As we're integrating and alchemizing. Remember from the last class, we're alchemizing, we're integrating all into this now moment, right? Can astral travel cause your body to be tired? Yes, yeah, it can. If you've been doing a lot in sleep state, absolutely, it can make you feel exhausted. Yep. And feel like you were traveling, running while sleeping. Yep, all of that, yep, is because the soul is really doing a lot of work on the other side. All of us are traveling all the time. Some of us remember it, some of us don't remember it. And we're needing as much sleep now as we possibly can get because we are integrating so much light frequency that is activating our codes. And we need to let that marinate in the body. Somebody's saying, I woke up, sat up straight two nights ago at 333, felt a sharp pain in my side, like a poke with a pin. Yeah, so 333 is the Christed timeline. It's the golden age timeline we're in right now. So that's beautiful, right? 333, Christed timeline connection. It is Christ consciousness right there, okay? I was told my soul is Pleiadian being that I chose to come here. What would make it harder to adjust to the vibrations on Earth? So first of all, we've had experiences as all beings, right? We're not just one. We've been many beings. Whether you're recognizing yourself as a Pleiadian or not, you've had many, many experiences as all galactic beings, right? If you looked at your real DNA, you would see that you have much. There's Sirian, there's Arcturian, there's Lyran, Lyran, Pleiadian, Cassiopeian, Andromedan, like all of that, right? So if you came in with a slightly higher frequency that you hold, a slightly, like let's say you have been awake and aware most of your life, then you probably are like me and have held a higher frequency, Bobby too, holding a higher light frequency and now starting to understand this and working with the energies coming in is going to help you shift that, okay? So don't get too caught up into being one lineage, although yes, we are all seeded seeds. That's where the term star seeds come from a lineage, right? But we have been through incarnations many, many beings, okay? So don't get caught in one thing because we want to be multidimensional. We want to be multidimensional in our experience, okay? The 222, yes, that is, we just passed that number. And that is, again, having faith. Do you have any reading recommendations pertaining to dimensions, fractals, astral travels, etc.? I really don't. I would have to think about that. My philosophy on reading, you have to experience all of this for yourself. And so the best thing you could do would be to take up a practice of meditation and start tuning in and connecting to your guides, right? That's the best way to do this because then you will glean into an understanding of what that's like for you as opposed to reading what somebody else is writing about. Because, you know, you might pick up a book that looks like a book that you want to read and then you're reading somebody else's interpretation because that's really what it is, right? You have your own interpretation. We all have our own interpretation. Some of this might resonate with some of you and some of it might not. So that would be the best thing to tune in and just do your own thing, okay? Thank you, Robin. I appreciate you coming on the call. Okay, let's see. It's okay if you don't remember your dreams because you're not meant to at this time, but eventually that will open and you will. I've been remembering a lot of dreams. I follow what you said and staying in bed after waking up. Yes, hopefully that's helping you because that's very important for us to just wake up. Every morning I wake up and the frequency is higher and higher and higher. It requires me to really pull myself into present moment. Really present because I feel very spacey when I wake up because the energies are so high. It's like 7D now is available and I find myself vacillating even there at times. My dreams have been very vivid and bizarre. Yes, we're clearing a lot and we're in a very heavy time right now where the collective is engaged in a lot of fear. So you're probably interplaying healing the fear that is playing out on the earth plane. I just had a huge moment of deja vu just now. So we all just had an up-leveling, an upshifting in all of our fields. So deja vu plays into that. It's like, whew, the energy just now just was like rushed right through. Fairies and elementals are on higher fourth dimensions. That's how I connect. Yeah, fairies and elemental, they vacillate in the 4D realm and some fairies are also in 5D. So you know what? Just keep playing with it and ask them where they're connecting in. Some of them are resonating in the lower 4D realm. And what I want to say to that is that's a really good question, because right now, every single being, every single planet is raising its consciousness. So while this is why ascension is so important, because collectively, all planets, all beings, galactic and whatever, elementals, fairies, everything is raising its collective consciousness. Everything is raising its vibration. Everything is ascending at the same time. Why is there that bad place at the beginning of the astral plane? Wasn't aware of it. You know what? Because it's lower and it's closer to the density of 3D. It has to do with the containment field that was placed around the Earth and those beings that are part of that containment field. I don't want to go into that here because that would take me too long to explain, and I want to really try to stay on topic. I might have talked about that in the dreams class that I was mentioning earlier, but that has to do with the containment field. And it's not that those, you know, it's just closer to the 3D field, the density of 3D, which is very heavy and holds a lot of distortion. Constant pressure in the head and third eye, top of the head, light codes. So let's talk about that, because that is something that I have on my list. So what are ascension symptoms, right? So that would be ascension. So when we're connecting, each energy that comes in is bringing a different facet with it. Bobby will be able to attest to that, where we're streaming in this consciousness of all of these energies that we're playing in every single day on a day-to-day basis, right? And so these energies that we're all experiencing are going to make us photonic light, foggy, groggy, makes you want to sleep. It makes you feel lethargic, makes you feel exhausted. You keep thinking there's something wrong with you because it's coming in and it's working the energy within your physical field, right? And then so when you're feeling the pressure in your third eye and on top of your head, on the top of your head, 99% of the time that's going to be what's taking place with plasma right now, is plasma is expanding our consciousness. So anything in the crown is an expansion of consciousness. Third eye is the pineal gland decalcifying. Okay. And yes, it's all light codes activating in our field, right? They're activating in our electromagnetic field. When we're feeling it in the neck and the shoulders, the occipital bone in the back of our neck is where the light codes come in. And when we are getting those headaches and we're feeling achy in the back of our neck, that's because our light codes jammed up. So light codes will wait in your field until you've turned them on to come into your physical body and start to work through your etheric DNA, right? Because it's at the etheric realm, which is the layer of your aura that's closest to your body. And so why we get the pain is because we may have not activated enough or have done, you know, enough of our work in being present to activate those codes, and then they all rush in and then they give us an ache right at the back of our neck. And a lot of the headaches are just expansion of consciousness. So that's what we, you know, don't call them ascension symptoms. I would go to upgrades, right? Symptoms is very third dimensional. Upgrades, fifth dimension, right? So we want to look at this as a good thing because we're expanding our consciousness. Tingling in the temples and on the forehead, interpreted this as a blessing. Yes, it is a blessing. Perfect. And the reason for this is the tingling. If you think about it from this perspective, we have these nadi points that run through our body and meridian points. Each of those need to be looked at as a tiny little chakra, right? So when those points are activating and expanding like the chakras do, they're going to start tingling. So it's that area of your body waking up. Okay. It's more of that conscious light coming in. All right. So let's see. So yes, so I have down Ken, tuning in to ascension create a better living experience for me and my family. Absolutely, because as you're seeing, it can help you in every aspect of your life, right? It helps you in every single aspect of your life. How does connecting with my higher self play a role? Plays a huge role in all of this, because that's the tiny little quiet voice that we want to listen to. We want to listen to that little voice that is going to be the one that's going to guide us, as opposed to that loud egoic voice that just wants to keep us stuck in that realm of 3D, that karmic loop that keeps us in that cycle, perpetually feeling low vibration, low energy, and feeling stuck, like hopeless. Okay, so we don't want to go there. And meditation is the best way to connect in with your higher self. You're meditating, focusing your breathing on your heart, going into your head, bringing your consciousness down into your heart, and then from your heart center, coming back up through the ascension column and letting that expand, expanding your crown out and up as high as you can go, right? Those are all very powerful, very important. Question here. Yeah, the tingling in your hands, again, it's the same thing. It's the energy turning on, right? And we're all capable of doing healing, any kind of healing. So it's just that energy activating coming on. Is the higher self voice the same as feeling intuitive guidance? Yes, it is. And so, you know, one of the things that I love to have you guys do is to ask. Bobby could talk more about this. Ask who you're connecting with. Yes?
Yes, you can always ask. And, you know, sometimes I don't even get the time to ask. They just plug in, you know, but you can ask them to give you specific signs. And some people, if we're talking like guides or spirits or whatever, you know, there's all different ways to differentiate between the two. You can always ask them when you do your meditation if they have a particular name that they can give you, or if it's spirit, because oftentimes people think like they have just like one particular person with them the whole time, but that's not always the case. They think it's just their grandmother or just this one, or their grandmother's their guide, and everybody has a whole team of people, and they will give you specifics as to you know, who they are. And once you start to tune into their vibration, you'll know, you know, the differences. Yeah. Is that what you were talking about? That you want me to answer?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. And you know, ask, because you're always in control. Ask, right? They're coming into your field. Yeah. Very important. You know,
something though, a lot of people have been programmed or taught, you know, in the light worker community that, you know, always put that bubble of protection around you. But you're saying that's very third dimensional. So what can we offer to everyone now for them to do, so to take that program out of their mind, that they don't have to use that bubble of protection?
Well, that would be that's empathing, right? Being an empath, we protect ourselves in that bubble. So we're really going to address that more deeply in our Wake Up Empath class coming up in a couple of weeks. So I don't want to talk too much about that. But that empathing is a third dimensional term that is also associated with victimhood, right? It's like when we call ourselves a survivor, and I could speak to this because I had cancer twice. So I never use the word cancer survivor, because that
is making
the victimhood mentality, right? Because you're a survivor. It means that you had to survive something. Oh my God, right? So if we could just look at it as a process that we had to walk through in order to get to where we are now, that's a higher level, it's a higher perspective thinking that, right? And so we have to be careful with empathing, because empathing, and for those of you that have been on my calls before, empathing is where we're pointing our chakra system out, we're tuning into another's energy, and we're trying to pull in information. We're doing this on an unconscious, subconscious level, right? So in that sense, it's like we are creating that emotional distortion in our own field, because we're bringing others in. Because let's face it, we're nosy humans. That's what empathing is, okay? So if you think about it from that perspective. So in order to stop that and stop feeling how you feel as an empath tuned into others' emotions, we don't want to do that. We don't want to emote anybody. We are not putting ourselves in a bubble. Why are we not doing that? Because when we put ourselves in a bubble, then we're saying we need protection. Again, we're dipping into third dimensional reality. We don't want to do that either, right? We're not zipping up our chakras. We're not putting ourselves in a bubble. What we're going to do is we're going to say, I am choosing not to outsource to anybody. I am insourcing my higher self. And in doing that, you can turn your chakra, you turn your chakras up and point them at your higher self. So you're always sourcing to your higher self instead of enclosing yourself in a bubble.
Always put that crown on.
Always put that crown on. Always go right up to the crown. That ascension column, imagine you're in a tube and you want to source up through the tube, the ascension tube, right to your higher self.
You know what you didn't mention before, which you always tell me, which I think is the cutest, when you talk about going, get into your light pod.
Oh, yeah. So
welcome when she says that. I'm like, no. And she's like, yes.
Put your light pod right now.
I'm like, what the hell is that? She's like, the light pod in the bed. I'm like, no, I don't go back to the bed. She goes, go back to the bed. When you were talking about like pain before and how it, you know.
Yeah. So your bed is your light pod. It's where your energy is, and your energy amplifies that space. So whenever you're not feeling good or you're feeling tired or feeling run down, go lay in your bed, right? It not only recharges you, but it also heals guilt of being in your bed in the middle of the day. Think about
that. I wouldn't want to go there.
That's why she didn't want, right? That's why Bobby was resistant. I'm like, get in your bed.
The bed in the day. My whole life, and I was like, I am not going back to that, because see, that's a program. My mom was depressed all the time when I was younger, so going back to the bed during the day, that was like, I would never do that. I don't want to do that. And she's like, no, that's just a program, go back to your bed. So I go upstairs now maybe like 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all programs. When you guys start to really dig into this work and really start to pay attention, you're going to see it's all programs. I know some of you have been doing that already and seeing changes in your life, you know, but it's all programs.
I think why I share this stuff, and it may sound crazy, is because, you know, I've been doing this work for a little while with her, and it's not easy. So don't think like, you know, you're just going to be like tomorrow, like well, I shouldn't be negative, but it takes work to get to do the work. Mm-hmm. So it's not like an overnight thing. It's like you have to think of all these things. So I tell her all the time, I said, I think I'm failing. She's like, no. Because sometimes I'm like, wait, what is that again? Because you have all these thoughts in your mind. So don't be hard on yourself, because the more aware you become, then the easier it gets.
Yeah. Yeah, Bobby, you have magical light popping up in your eyes.
What?
Magical light. You're activating. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah.
Well, that's why I can't, I apologize. I keep moving the thing because I can't sit still today. I don't know what it is. My back started, but I'm good now.
Yeah.
Now my back and my head.
Yeah, because you're with the energy. It has to do with the energy. So just let yourself adjust. That's okay.
Yeah, I'm just like not, I'm just can't, like, I'm just hanging, but today I feel really fidgety. I don't know if I'm picking up someone's energy, but I don't want to. So I'm trying to like not go there. Mm-hmm. And then of course, as we're talking, they're giving me like all the downloads of the next things that we're supposed to do. And I'm like, can you not, this is just important. Like not now. They don't have the concept of time. So they're giving me stuff. As she's talking, I'm totally not here, blocked out, because they're talking to me.
I could see that. That's why I wasn't calling on you too much. Yeah, I can see. That's another reason why you have the energy in your heart, because you're in the higher realm.
And I'm like trying to pay attention. I'm like, why am I like here now? Sorry, guys.
to those of you that were paying attention that saw that, because that's a, you know, that's your third eye open, being open, right? What protection should be used with giving spiritual readings? So, you know what, I'm gonna give my perspective, and then I'm gonna let Bobby give her perspective, and wherever you reside is the one that you can choose to use. Okay, so coming from me, because I didn't grow up in a psychic community, and I didn't take any training except to for ascension work to understand what I was experiencing when I started to really activate in the higher light. And then I wanted to do mediumship work, but I was channeling. My first connection was the Council of Light. And I'm like, who the hell is this? You know, I was hoping to connect in on a level of mediumship. And so the woman I work with, this woman who was amazing for me at that time, and you know, everybody comes into your life for a purpose and a time, right? It was this woman, Jennifer O'Neill, who's in Hawaii. And she said to me, oh, you are way up there. You got to come all the way back down and tune in if you want to do some mediumship stuff. And so that helped me to understand how I was working with my energy and tuning in, right? So because I spoke with God when I was little, and that was the first person I communed with, that God and the angels, I never really perceived myself as not ever being protected in any way, shape, or form. So for me personally, but everybody has to do what is comfortable with them, right? I don't ask for protection. I've never had anything evil attached to me. I've never had any problems with any other energies or entities that were negative, because I don't even think about it. It's not even a factor in my reality that I do not think about the fact that I might pick something up or attach to something negative. Never even. I had a woman come in who believed she was possessed one time and didn't even factor into my reality. I released whatever it was that she was holding, and I didn't really think about it again. I don't ever consciously think. That's just me, right? Because I go higher. Those beings, I don't even want to engage in them, so I never think about it. But I know that people teach protection and all of that sort of stuff, especially from readings and doing a prayer before you read. So I'm not saying to follow my style, because this is how I operate, and we're all on different timelines. We're all in different realities. You're going to have to choose what feels comfortable for you. But Bobby, I know that you work in this field with teaching people reading and all that other stuff. So maybe you could speak to that.
So what's the actual question? Since my mind is
so
like,
if someone is doing readings, right? Psychic readings, how could they protect themselves?
Well, that's what I was telling you before about the protection bubble, because people ask me that all the time. And I used to tell them, make sure you put yourself in the white light of the Holy Spirit if you believe in that, or the source. That's why. But you're saying that's more like third dimension.
No, the white light, I've always perceived myself as being in white light. So I would say use that. I would never say use a bubble. I would say put yourself in the white light of the Holy Spirit. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. So just omit the bubble.
Omit the bubble. Bubble means there's fear. We don't want to create fear, even on a subconscious level.
Well, when I went to, you know, meditation classes, and, you know, there was a lot of people that, you know, thought that they were teaching how to do readings and whatnot. I was psychic since I'm like, that I can remember. I never felt that I needed training on that, but I felt like because I was being told that I needed to protect myself, then I did that ritual of the bubble and bringing the light and getting afraid and making sure, like, I wear this angel necklace is my, not really, I guess I used to use it as a protection, but now I haven't worn it in so long, but now I use it as in to tell them I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Like the thing that tells them, okay, you can now connect with me. And I think that's probably why I'm not I haven't worn this in months. Mm-hmm. I think that's why I'm not in here right now. Maybe they think I'm ready and I'm not reading today so they can stop. But I think that's
you know,
I just realized that as you said it. I think I activated because I'm like, why am I not right here? I feel like I'm out here and I hear like they're all trying to talk to me. So I'm like, I'm going to do a winging it Zoom coming up then, because that's probably why. And I have never done that before, but I think that, the white light, put it around yourself. Some people go through these, the place they're in, some people sniff like lavender and they do these whole big rituals. And I'm like, what a lot of my friends, I'm like, you don't need to do that. Why are you tuning in before you're tuning in? I don't get it.
Rituals, though, the higher realm will tell you, rituals belong to 3D.
I could see that.
Rituals are 3D.
Yeah. I just never do that anymore. Like, I was taught that way when the mediumship opened up, but I don't do that. I just don't. I just think I'm different in that way. Like, I go by what my gut tells me. My gut is my God to God, my guide to God always.
Yeah.
And I don't do the lighting of the light, the candle anymore. I don't do any of that. I just open up, put my necklace on, and they plug in. I don't think about it. I don't ask questions. I just know. And I think we're all different. I think when you're more aware of the process and what you feel comfortable bringing in and doing. Some people think like I have to do A, B, C, and D. So I'll be back in a half an hour. And I'm like, huh? Like if we're at an event or whatever.
Yeah.
I just don't get it, but that's okay. Cause I'm not going to judge them, but that's really don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
We're already bringing through spirit. But I think people are afraid to bring through like
a
low level spirit or an evil spirit or someone that wants a voice. But I think if they're ascended to the point that they're able to use that part of themselves, they would be protected. But
that's a great point. You know why? Because you know what's hitting me now? An experience I had with someone, because I don't, you know, when I am with someone and connect with someone, I'm not necessarily tuning into anything, right? I'm just tuning into the timeline where we both are, where me and the person are that I'm doing a session with, regardless of what kind of session. So what I would say is if we're tuning in and we're not holding an expectation for what's coming through, we will have a better experience doing a reading, right? Or doing a healing.
Yeah, because people put their egos in it. And then
exactly. So holding no expectation. Now, this is really important because I know that I've had people that I've read who have told me that the loved one that I brought through that crossed over, and I don't do a lot of mediumship. I give those to Bobby because my work is different. But sometimes this happens only because spirit wants to validate a point, make a point, whatever, right? To create healing for the person that I'm with, because somebody brought through the same loved one and said, oh no, I can't bring him through. He's evil or bad or whatever. Thank you, Bobby. I saw that. And so I have to take that perception now that this person is holding from this person that didn't interpret that situation right. And I have to shift that for them. And so we really need to be careful, but I feel like this is going to be a class.
Yep.
I feel like this is going to be a class because boy, they're bringing this through hot and heavy, because this is where we learn to fine tune the frequency, fine tune and adjust, get out of the head, get into the heart and connect with spirit. So I feel like this is going to be a class that we're going to do. If you guys want to see that type of a class come through where you learn how to perhaps channel and maybe do readings, and then we'll explore. What's that?
You're putting little thumbs up. How do you do that?
I love that. I know it's in the bottom. It's at the bottom where you have the participants. You manage participants.
Oh, I don't know how to do that. All right, cool.
Yeah.
There's new classes being created in my mind, as we sit here, that's why I'm like not here today. Yeah. I don't know why. I know.
We have a lot to bring forward, and that's why we keep them low. And, you know, there's two of us doing this class. It's not like we're trying to get rich or anything. We're trying to bring the information out in the best way possible, because it's really so needed and, you know, valid, valid information, which is going to help all of you shift. So let me, we're going to be a little over as usual because I talk. All right. So... there was one other question or two. Yes. So go from being super low energy one day to high energy the next day. It's all part of the shift. So when you're in low energy, that's photonic light coming through, you guys. Okay. And it makes you sleepy. It makes you foggy, makes you groggy, makes you forgetful. And then all of a sudden you might get zapped with gamma during the night, which feels like electrical stim. And that puts you into like the ever ready rabbit, right? The you're on the run. You can't do enough stuff. That's gamma. And guys, I have all of this stuff written out on my website. Not my website, not yet. I'm so bad with that. I'm going to put it on my website, I promise. But I have it all. If you go to Instagram, it's the easiest place to find all this information because I share with you what all of these different energies are. I think I have a post called Creating Illness. Then there's another one, Navigating Your Energy Body. They're all back around last June or August, around there somewhere. All the information, numbers, all the information. Just go through my feed. It gives you all the information on all the numbers, everything you could possibly want. I've written about it all. I have so much information out there. I just have to really push myself to put this on my blog post on my website, so it's all in one place. But if you go to my Instagram account, it'll be easier because you could look at the little squares and see what each thing is. But tons and tons, please. I've been writing on this for like years and years. So go there. It has everything. I'm glad you guys think this is really helpful.
People charge for classes is because of the time. It takes a lot of time. She puts so much time and effort into her free posts and stuff. So that's why, you know, time is money and you have to pay the bills. So it's not really the gift that you're paying for. It's the time with a lot of people and things. So a lot of people ask questions. Why do you charge for your gift? Well, if you're a surgeon or a nurse, do you go to work for free? You know, I don't want to get into that. I'm just saying like what people ask.
It is also reciprocity. And that's also something that needs to be healed in the light worker community, right? It's the reciprocity. Reciprocity is really super duper duper important. We need to clear lack programming, because if somebody does not believe that I or Bobby or any of you should be paid to do this work, to bring this forward, then they are running a lack program. They are struggling with investing in themselves, in seeing their self-worth, in digging into the worth and getting that education and that knowledge that they need in order to step into their path more fully, or to come into themselves more fully. Okay. Do you see that? It's a balance. It's a fine balance. I don't hold that judgment. If somebody, you know, doesn't want to take a class or, you know, doesn't want to pay, I mean, these classes are very affordable. I try to do that. I do a lot of free YouTube stuff, a lot of free everything. I give a lot of stuff away. Right. So
it goes on behind the scenes too. Like, you know, when I was doing Winging It, it was like, you do this for an hour or two of reading, and then there was 50 people that wanted the extension of the reading, and then their friends. And it gets to the much where you feel like you're just like drowning.
Yeah.
And you can't do that. So it put value in the information, you charge for your time, and that's how it is.
And also too, remember this, when you value yourself, you're raising your vibration, right? When you place value in yourself, you're raising your vibration. What do you think it's going to make it easier to do? It's going to make it easier for you to tune in and go higher. Do you see that? This is so powerful, because when you invest in you, you're saying, I love me. I'm worth it. And you guys, if you felt like you got a lot of really good information in this class, which I feel like you're saying that, right? Then you're saying, oh my God, I so needed this. I'm so happy I did this for myself. And in that happiness, feeling of joy, you're raising your vibration. Joy is held in the sacral chakra. Joy is in the sacral chakra. So every time you feed into joy, you're healing your sacral chakra, right? Where do women have the most problems? Sacral chakra. Do you see this, guys? I could sit and talk on this stuff all day long. There's so much to share, right? We have so much classes we want to bring out. Okay, guys, if you have to go, that's okay. I love you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much. So happy you were here. So we have all of opportunity. We have to just see it for ourselves, right? Even me, when I was studying, my mentors were huge amounts of money, huge amounts of money. And they would want to be paid in one block, right? I couldn't buy a single session. And, you know, when I worked with Jen in Hawaii, it was like, I think it was 3 sessions that I got. And I think it was like $1,700 at the time or something like that. Yeah, it was crazy money, crazy money. And, you know, that was, she was asking me to make an investment in myself. Probably the best thing I ever did, because it really fully pushed me into this path, because it made me understand so much more, right? So, you know, Bobby and I honor each and every one of you, and are grateful for each and every one of you. Every time we commune and connect like this, it amplifies both of our fields and amplifies your field as well, because even though the two of us are doing most of the talking, you guys are exchanging light codes with us. And that is why these gatherings are so important, because we're sharing and we're gathering and we're communing. Okay.
I'm learning as I'm joining in, so it's all good for me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'm glad you guys are enjoying this. Thank you so much. I think we're going to end here. I'm not seeing any other questions.
Thank you, everybody. It's been great.
Yeah. Thank you. You're all going to get a copy of this recording, and that will go out to you, God willing, in the next 24 to 48 hours. My web designer does that for me. I don't have the technology. So as soon as it's ready, I promise I'll email it to everybody. Love you guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thank you.